You Two from Axing Baby to start the hour, and Mysterious Ways, David Bowie from tonight, and Loving the Alien at nearly 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. There appears to be a property boom going on in the UK. Don't know what it'll be like after Brexit, but at the moment the asking price for homes coming onto the market in the UK has hit a record high, according to figures from the property website Rightmove, and for the first time estate agents are listing more homes as sold than they have for sale. And the website's monthly snapshot of new listings showed sellers are asking for an average price of £323,530, an increase of 1.1% since last month, and a 5.5% or £16,818 more than this time last year. It's the latest in a string of reports showing a booming housing market, fuelled by a temporary stamp duty holiday and a so-called race for space as households have reconsidered their lifestyles during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Rightmove said homes are changing hands quicker than ever, leaving agents with more properties marked as sold than available for sale. But it said there were signs that activity levels may be easing off. In September, the number of sales agreed was up by 70% year on year, but the figure's fallen to 58% in October. The website said its forecast of a 2% rise in asking prices made in December 2019 now looks too timid, and it was revising up its estimates for 2020 to 7%. Rightmove's data shows that asking prices have risen across the board, but the biggest monthly move has been in what it calls top of the ladder properties, typically four bedroom detached and larger homes. Now, these properties are now going on the market for an average of £575,594, a rise of 2% on last month's figure. In England, where the stamp duty holiday applies to properties costing up to £500,000, these are homes where buyers will benefit from £15,000 in tax savings. Very nice too.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. Rallies and vigils have been taking place across France in memory of the college teacher who was decapitated outside the school near Paris at which he taught last Friday. The country's been left in shock at the murder of 47-year-old history and geography teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded by an 18-year-old radicalised Chechen refugee after he churned students' cartoon images of the Prophet Muhammad as part of a class centred around freedom of speech. Police shot the murderer dead shortly after the incident. He's been named as Abdullah Amzov, who was born in Moscow to Chechen parents and who was granted a French residency permit as recently as March this year. A number of rallies in support of the dead teacher and French values of freedom of expression have been staged in cities around the country, including Paris, Lyon and Bordeaux. The French President Emmanuel Macron has said the country is engaged in an existential battle against Islamist terrorism. 11 people are in police custody, being questioned in connection with the murder. Paris and several other large French cities have entered a curfew period of at least a month as authorities attempt to reduce spiralling coronavirus infection rates, with hospital admission rates steadily rising. People in affected areas are required to be off the streets between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. with fines of €130 for offenders. Some exceptions have been made for people working at the affected times or travelling. France has registered an extra 32,000 cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, and the country has become a hotspot for the second wave of the virus. Locally, new cases of the virus are continuing to increase, but neither the Alt-Maritime or the Var are yet at the level where curfew measures will have to be introduced. But the prefect of the Alt-Maritime, Bernard Gonzalez, and the mayor of Nice, Christine Estrosi, have both warned that the region could quite easily be forced to introduce a curfew unless people act more responsibly and maintain good hygiene practices. On a national level, the French Health Minister Olivier Véran says the country has a total of 5,800 hospital intensive care beds available, with 1,900 of them currently occupied. The virus has so far killed 33,392 people in France, with 867,197 recorded infections. The Brexit Withdrawal Agreement residency portal for British nationals living in France goes live today, and people are being advised not to delay their application. All British nationals living in France will have to apply for the new permit by no later than the 30th of June 2021. The British Ambassador to France, Ed Llewellyn, says the new process is considerably easier than the old system and that the French state recognises and values the contribution that British residents make to the country. The new process is user-friendly and in English for those who may be struggling with the language. Applicants are required to fill in details and then state how long they've been in the country. They're then directed to the relevant section to complete the process and upload relevant documents. Everybody applying will be required to attend their local prefecture to provide biometric details, such as fingerprints and photographs. A receipt will then be issued and cards sent out in the post. A 38-year-old man is in a critical condition in hospital today after fires swept through an apartment block in Valeries in the early hours of Sunday. Authorities say the blaze started in a first-floor flat of the block on the Rue de Belgique. 20 residents had to be evacuated as firefighters dealt with the flames. The injured man was pulled from the building unconscious and is being treated in Cannes. 30 people living in a run-down apartment block in Cagnes-sur-Mer say they're being forced to move out by the 31st of December as the building has been sold and is being pulled down. Residents of the Marienmer building say that bailiffs have told them they have to go by the end of the year and they're not covered by winter expulsion legislation as the sale is a private transaction. The owner of the building is selling, so it can be demolished with two new blocks erected in its place. Some of those currently occupying flats are on low salaries or unemployed, and several children are involved. Those who haven't found somewhere else to live by the 31st of December will be entitled to an appeal against eviction, but the final decision will be in the hands of the bailiffs. And authorities in Le Lavandou are taking action to reduce the number of pigeons in the town. The birds are costing the local council tens of thousands of euros a year, with buildings and public monuments and recreation areas needing to be regularly cleaned of their droppings. As a solution, a new contraceptive pigeon loft has been constructed in a municipal car park, which has been approved by a local animal rights group. The birds are prevented from leaving the loft and are provided with enough food and water until the females lay their eggs, which are then removed and destroyed. The pigeons are then allowed to go free.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
Football, there were four games in the English Premier League on Sunday, with Sheffield United and Fulham drawing 1-1 and Crystal Palace and Brighton also drawing 1-1. Spurs let a three-goal lead slip against West Ham, with the match ending in a 3-3 draw, and Aston Villa moved up to second in the table thanks to a 1-0 win at Leicester. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Alistair Ross at BBC Sport, and Liverpool defender Virgil van Dijk is facing a long time out of the game with ligament damage. He was forced off by a wild tackle from the Everton keeper Jordan Pickford in the Merseyside derby on Saturday. Liverpool now say he needs surgery and haven't put a timescale on his return. Former Premier League defender Curtis Davis says Liverpool will feel his loss.
He cost £75 million. He was worth every penny. So when you talk about a defender and you can say that, and what he's managed to do for Liverpool Football Club and himself during this couple of years that he's been at Liverpool has been amazing. So to lose him on the pitch, in my opinion, is the biggest thing.
Spurs manager Jose Mourinho has dismissed the suggestion that Gareth Bale's introduction sparked his side's collapse in their 3-3 draw with West Ham. Bale came on with 18 minutes remaining to make his first appearance since returning to the club on loan from Real Madrid. Spurs were leading 3-0 at the time. Manuel Lanzini scored West Ham's equaliser in the 94th minute. Jose Mourinho said it was just unlucky.
It's easier for me to praise West Ham for their belief. They were losing 3-0 at half-time, and for the majority of the second half, the game was controlled. They didn't have chances. They didn't have big creation of opportunities. They were lucky, but maybe they deserved that luck. And we weren't lucky, but maybe we deserved to be unlucky.
Sheffield United picked up their first point of the season with a 1-1 draw at home to Fulham. Wilfred Zaha's penalty helped Crystal Palace to a 1-1 draw with Brighton. And Aston Villa's impressive start to the season continues, Ross Barkley hitting a stoppage time winner in a 1-0 Midlands derby win over Leicester. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
There are two games tonight. West Brom play Burnley and Leeds play Wolves. And in the English Championship on Sunday, Preston lost 1-0 home to Cardiff. Rugby Union New Zealand have beaten Australia 27-7 in the second Bledisloe Cup game at a near-capacity Eden Park. The All Blacks were leading 10-7 at half-time and pressed home their advantage in the second half, scoring three quick tries after the break. New Zealand haven't lost in 44 tests at Eden Park since 1994, while Australia haven't won there since 1986. Tennis, Andy Murray's pulled out of this week's ATP event in Cologne with a recurring pelvic problem. The former world number one says he became aware of the niggle at last month's US Open and that tendonitis has been diagnosed. Murray said he decided to pull out after practicing on Sunday. And in golf, Adrian Ortegui has won the Scottish Championship at Fairmont St Andrews. The 27-year-old Spaniard, world number 248, came from four shots down as he carded a stunning final round of 63 to reach 23 under par. Overnight leader Matt Wallace of England finished second on 19 under.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The coastal area is up to 20 miles offshore the Almerara Sea in the VAR. The general situation is weak high pressure, 1,020 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at St John Cap for calm, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,019 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4. Southeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Mainly fine, light southeasterly winds, top temperature 19 degrees, overnight lows 13 degrees on the coast, 11 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Tuesday and Wednesday mainly fine, highs of 19 or 20 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally, as coronavirus cases in Germany have started to climb again, so too has demand for toilet paper. Concerns about new restrictions have led to increased demand for certain goods across the country. When the coronavirus pandemic spread across Europe earlier this year, toilet paper went from being a normal household item to a prized commodity overnight. As panicked customers rushed to stock up for the imminent lockdown, limits had to be introduced to ration supply and empty shelves were seen in supermarkets across Germany. Estimates by market researchers suggest the sales of toilet paper in the second week of March more than doubled compared to the same week in 2019. By the time the summer came around and restrictions were loosened, demand eventually stabilised. But now there's infection rates in Germany on the rise again. It seems that fears of a second lockdown are driving customers back to the hygiene aisle for another round of panic buying. A spokesman for a local supermarket said, at the moment we're noticing another slight increase in demand for certain products, such as toilet paper. Lidl confirmed it's experienced an increase in demand, but chains such as Rue, DM and Kaufland have not yet noticed a change. And they heard of B-Days. You're up to date. The news is on the website, rivieradio.mc.